Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Roku and Google agreed to a multi-year extension to distribute both YouTube and YouTube TV on Roku's platform. Roku's deal with Google was set to expire this month, with the YouTube TV app removed from the Roku store back in April. Twitter began testing a new system for users to report potentially policy-violating tweets. This system no longer asks which policy a user believes a tweet is violating, but instead will ask for general information on the tweet. The system will then suggest a rule it might be breaking, with the user able to accept or deny the suggestion. Twitter hopes by analyzing this data, it can see which tweets fall into gray areas in its policies. Sonos announced a new Design for Disassembly program as part of larger efforts to make its products last longer and use less energy. This program will guide development on all new speakers starting in 2023, with the company planning to use things like fasteners instead of adhesives to make consumer repair easier. It's unclear if this will include access to repair manuals and spare parts. Facebook launched a new professional mode for profiles, which lets profiles access the Reels Play bonus program to monetize content. The program had only been available to pages on Facebook before. These profiles will also get access to post and audience analytics like on a page. Professional mode will be invitation only at launch. Facebook users have been able to purchase stars as a virtual item for fans to support creators for a while now. Previously, these could be bought with an in-app purchase on mobile, with an app store taking a commission on the purchase. Facebook launched a new Stars Store website, which lets users buy stars using Facebook Pay. Facebook will also display star badges for top senders for each creator. Intel announced it will take its computer vision and autonomous car tech company Mobileye public. Intel acquired Mobileye in 2017 and will remain the majority shareholder after an IPO. Intel says Mobileye revenue was up 40% this year over last. Mobileye is developing advanced driver assist systems, one of which is used by China's Geely in the Zeekr electric vehicle. Mobileye also makes LiDAR systems, the IQ system on a chip, and a data crowdsourcing program called Road Experience Management. Discord began testing premium memberships, letting servers gate access to some or all channels behind a monthly subscription. The feature supports price tiers, with premium channels showing a sparkle icon that will display a required subscription to view the content. Discord will take a 10% commission on these subscriptions. Google and LG announced Stadia's webOS app is now available on TVs running webOS 5.0 or newer. This is the first TV ecosystem to receive an official Stadia app outside of Google's Chromecast and Android TV. The U.S. District Court of the Eastern District of Virginia unsealed an order Monday that permitted Microsoft to take over control of domain names being used by a group called Nickel to gather intelligence and compromise systems at government agencies and NGOs in 29 countries. Microsoft can now divert traffic from Nickel's malware to render it ineffective, as well as gather intelligence on the group itself. Microsoft also posted information on how administrators can defend themselves against attacks from Nickel. Sony halted production of the ZV-E10 mirrorless camera due to the ongoing chip shortage. The company previously halted production on older models like the A7 II, A6400, and A6100 cameras, but the ZV-E10 was just released in July. Twitter added the ability to listen to a recorded Twitter Space audio chat room to users on iOS, Android, and the web. This will only be available to Space's hosts opt into recording, although the recording feature is only available to some hosts on Android and iOS. Cambridge Quantum announced a platform that can generate cryptographic keys using a quantum computer. The service will be called Quantum Origin, marketed to financial services and security organizations initially. This is the first quantum computing-powered security service to be offered commercially. Amazon launched the Alexa Together subscription, available for $19.99 a month or $199 a year. This was announced at the company's fall 2021 event, providing features to help families care for elderly members that are still living independently, with things like an emergency helpline, fall detection response, and remote assist for settings. Amazon says it plans to add support for multiple caregivers in the future. A new note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims Apple's upcoming mixed reality headset will weigh between 300 and 400 grams. For comparison, the Oculus Quest 2 weighs 503 grams. And finally, Microsoft is testing a redesign of Notepad with Windows Insiders in the dev channel. This adds dark mode, a unified search, find, and replace tool, and multi-step undo. Sadly, word wrap is still off by default. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.